You turn in your Bibles to Galatians 4. We're going to start in verse 4 through 7. Galatians 4, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. In verse 4 it says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." In God's word, He uses the new birth. He uses adoption to help explain the new birth. So I just want to go over a few things that kind of speak out as we look over this. I was reading over some stuff from John Piper that really helped me formalize some things about these verses. The first thing, if you'll look, there's just a few principles. First, this adoption was for God and for us is very costly. If you look at the word in the verse that it says to redeem. What does redeem mean? It says redeem is important because it means to obtain something or set free by paying a price. If you flip back, you don't have to do it, but just flip to Galatians 3:13. This is the price that Christ would pay. "And Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree.'" So this adoption was not it was a costly process. We need to understand, and that's the significance of Christmas, we need to understand what a monumental decision God made when He sent His Son to be in the flesh of man. Only in the flesh could Christ pay this price. In Hebrews 2:17 it says, "Therefore He had to be made like His brothers in every aspect so that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God." All right, the second thing is, we learn in verse 6 that adoption did for God and does evolve the legal status of a child. It says, "Because you are sons." Okay, we know about this in our society today. Adoption is a pretty complicated process, particularly if you're ever going to adopt internationally. It's very complicated. You really almost need a lawyer. I mean, it's a very difficult process to do. Well, that's the same way with ours, because God's justice and law demanded that we be punished and excluded from His presence for eternity. So when justice was demanded, the birth, the life, the death, and resurrection of Christ satisfied that cost in the law and justice of God. So through Christ, we meet the legal requirements through His atonement. That's exciting. All right, the third thing about adoption. Adoption process was blessed with the pouring out of the Holy Spirit on the adopted children. Look at verse 6. It says, "God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts." So not only did God adopt us, not only did He pay the price, but He pours the Spirit out into us. He does not treat us as illegitimate children. God does not treat us like the rebels we are. If we're regenerated, we have the Spirit poured into us. We can actually experience the peace and love of God. Abba is an affectionate way of referring to God. Jesus challenged the culture. When He was praying and He prayed, "Abba, Father," that challenged the culture. You're not supposed to pray in an affectionate term like that to God, but Christ did. And Christ says now through the Spirit, we can also cry, "Abba, Father." The fourth thing, through adoption, this adoption process, God just doesn't stop there. He provides help for us on a daily basis through the Spirit and daily struggles. If you look at there, it says, we are no longer a slave. So what that means is God's a great parent. And so I don't know about you, but when your children are young, what? They need your help. They need you to be there. They need you to protect them. And even sometimes as they get older, they still need you. And you still want to be there for them. Well, see, we have no concept of what a great Father God is. So God loves us. And so in the struggles of the day, he provides the Spirit for us to help us, to help me against myself, which is my most dangerous adversary every day. So God's a great parent, and he provides a Spirit to us. But it doesn't stop there. Adoption, look, the fifth thing I want to make, adoption gives us the right of being heirs of the Father. In verse 7, it says, an heir through God. So although we're illegitimate, although we don't deserve it, we are true heirs, and we are treated with all the rights of obedient children. And that's exciting. Here's one thing to remember. The sixth point I will make is adoption was God's plan from the start. Adoption was not plan B. Regeneration through this process was God's plan from the start. God knew he would have to send, he had to send Christ. When he created man, he knew what the cost would require. So let's look at Ephesians. Just flip to the right real quick. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. It says, blessed be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will and to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. And so as we go into this point, the last thing I want to think about is his grace. I think here's a key thing in confession today that I was really convicted about this week. We need to constantly remind ourselves that we're not worthy of being adopted. There's nothing in us that ever drew God to us. It was only grace. Before our adoption, the Bible actually says we're children of wrath. We're enemies of God. When I think of adoption, a lot of times I think of a young child whose mother or father or both cannot provide for that child. But I think of a young, innocent, loving baby. But you know what? That's not us. You know, we're ugly. We're evil. We're rebellious. We're whiners. We're selfish. So today when Mark starts, one part of this is the sermon today, we'll cover the incarnation. And I think about how he's also taken us through Isaiah, through Philippians, to show us points about how Christ was still the essence of God, but forsaken that privilege to walk among man, to be fully clothed in humanity. But God used an instant this week. You know, sometimes there's just times where you are reminded what a sinner you are. And I was reminded this week. But the good news is, that's good. Because you know what? As I was reviewing for this confession time, it reminded me how excited I should be about the birth of our Christ. How excited I should be that I didn't get what I deserved. How excited I should be that he loves me despite of all my failures and my mistakes. So as we go to confession today, I believe that as you, the significance of the incarnation, the birth of Christ, as you are more aware of your sins and your shortcomings, the significance of his grace will grow in proportion. So as we go to confession time, I ask that you think about last week and that you confess your sins. And I will tell you that those uncomfortable moments, if you allow that Holy Spirit to speak through us, it's a loving Father who wants best for you and me, but he has to remind us of our sin. He has to remind us of how we're totally dependent upon him. But I will tell you, I'll never love my children as much as God loves us, and I'll never be, can even conceive what kind of father he is if we'll just trust him. Let us pray. Dear Lord, remind us today that as we look into this and celebrate the birth of Christ, as we celebrate God in the form of man, God, so that he'd have a back to be struck, hands to be hung on a cross, feet to be nailed on a cross, a face to be spit upon. He did it for us to pay the price so he could adopt us as true children. Help us never to forget the depth of our sins, but help us also never forget the depth of the grace, the depth of your love. And help us to be listening with the Holy Spirit as we listen to the Word and listen to Mark today. Please equip him with the Spirit as he speaks to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.